This is Twit.
First up in our Tablet of Palooza this week is the promise after 2 weeks of playing with it, the Lenovo Tab P11 Pro review. After I've had my Lenovo Tab, it's hard to on camera because it's very bright. But the Lenovo Tab P11 Pro, the recently discounted even more after I purchased. I might want to note that you have seen.
Oh,
you can now get
no.
it for yeah. No, it's okay. I still got a good deal, but you can get it now for I think for less than $300. Is my theory that the new version is. I read about the Tab P12 that is coming soon. But hey, if you're looking for a great tablet, you know, straight out of the gate, long story short, the Lenovo Tab P11 Pro, especially at the recent reduced price, is a solid option that you really should consider. It's depending on what you want and need out of a tablet. Personally, for me, what I look for out of a tablet is entertainment. I'm looking for a more mobile video watching device, right? So for example, the other day, I somehow ended up trapped in my office and my kids were not napping and I wanted to watch TV. And so I just shut the door and I was streaming video to the tablet. And it looks great thanks to the OLED screen, that is super bright and is really just crisp and displays streaming content is, you know, especially, you know, HD up to 4K, you know, I don't know if it's actually doing 4K, but it like looks really, really sharp and really, really strong. And this display is just super bright and makes watching things just a delight. Additionally, on the audio side of things, it has a quad speaker setup. So if you're listening to music or watching video, not through headphones, or not through, you know, wireless headphone devices, which I'll get to in a moment. It sounds really, really good. The bass is strong. Oftentimes on tablets, you'd hear a lot of distortion when you increase the volume, and you don't get this at all. It's the audio stays crisp and clear and makes actually, you know, consuming that media or playing that game a really delightful experience. So for media consumption and gaming, this is actually a great tablet. Additionally, my number one usage of any tablet is reading. Reading on the Kindle app or reading comics or reading things like that. Again, thanks to the crisp, to the bright screen and to the nice OLED display, reading is actually a really nice experience. Given the size of it, and I've got a nice little handy case, which I'm going to close on, but just for those watching the video, it's a 16:10, aspect ratio. So it's a little longer and thinner than the previous tablet I owned, which is a little more closer to a 4:3 aspect ratio. But what you end up doing is you get a solid, can hold it in one hand, like reading, like holding a book kind of experience. Now, if you have small hands, you might not be able to hold it with one hand. But either way, when you're looking at it in portrait mode, it feels like, you know, like you're reading a book or like you're reading a device designed for reading or consuming stuff vertically. So really positive in that direction. From a spec standpoint, like I mentioned earlier, it's running Android 10, which I don't hold it against it. Android 10 is pretty solid as far as I'm concerned. That screen size is 11.5 inches. The resolution is 2560 by 1600 pixels in that OLED display. It's got a Qualcomm Snapdragon 730G processor. I got the 128 gig storage along with the 4 gigabyte of RAM memory. You always want to go for more memory. I know that's what we discussed when I was thinking about buying it. Flo recommended always do the more memory, get the more memory. Another great aspect of this is the battery life. This is a beast. It runs, I think I charged it fully when I got it out of the box, so I was ready to go, and I did not have to charge it again until like 2 days ago. So 2 weeks straight of mixed use of without needing to charge, which is phenomenal. After doing a solid, you know, couple of hours of using it, the battery was still hovering above 80%, which is really cool, especially with streaming media and, you know, playing video and audio. So if I've got to give any sort of cons to this, one is going to somewhat make everyone laugh, or I don't know where you fall on this topic. There's no headphone jack. So it is embracing this wireless lifestyle. So while it has a great audio processing unit in there, if you are an audiophile and you want to plug in your really nice cans and listen to your audio, you can't. I was a little surprised by this too. Especially considering that I have fallen on both sides of the coin of this argument. I know. I think that I say embrace the new and get rid of the headphone jack, but yet I find myself with my old tablet plugging in more often. And when I went to go, I was like, "Where's the headphone jack? Oh, there isn't one." It took 30 seconds to pair my Google Pixel Buds to it, and worked fine with no problem. And I was watching video with the headphones in, no problem at all. So it's not that much of a big deal, but it was a little jarring, at least for that moment, that I ran into. But beyond that, I read some reviews online and saw some chatter about it. It does have a productivity mode, and there is an accessory that is a detachable keyboard, and there's an S Pen like kind of device. If you're looking for a productivity device, it's gotten a lot of criticisms here in that regard, and that it doesn't really serve that purpose really super well. Admittedly, I did not go down that route. I didn't get the keyboard. I didn't get the pen. I'm not looking into this to, kind of be a device to do work on the road. I have a laptop. That's what I use for it. But as a media consumption device, as a reading device, as a games device, I'm super happy with it right now. And given the price that has dipped below $300, if you're looking for an affordable kind of solid performer, that tablet and not the latest and greatest flagship kind of device on the shelf right now, I think the Lenovo Tab P11 Pro is really worth looking at. I know the specs on the P12 are going to be sexy and it's going to be all cool and it's going to sell for $800. I don't want to spend $800 on a tablet personally, no matter what it is. It's got to be a magical device and do my taxes for me if I spend that amount of money. But I got it for a little under $400. I'm pretty sure you can get it now for a little under $300. Makes it a must buy and like a solid device for media consumption, playing games, reading books, reading comics, doing fun stuff like that. I don't think you can go wrong with it. So I give it 2 thumbs up. I'm super happy with the purchase. I've got my go-to tablet, at least, hopefully for the next year or two. And I'm just going to enjoy the heck out of it. And it looks beautiful. So I'm telling you, I was sitting on this couch right back there watching a movie and it looked sharp and crisp and bright and was really a great experience. So the Lenovo Tab P11 Pro, you can get it online. I know the Lenovo website sells it directly. That's where I purchased it from. It arrived in a couple of days. And there are coupons out there. You could probably get it for even cheaper than $300 as it looks right now. I recommend it. So there you go.
Nice. Yeah. So I'm looking around to try and find the lower price. And I'm wondering if maybe that was a limited time sale. Cause now Lenovo's site, it's not any lower than $440. And then on other sites, it's back up to that $499 kind of ish area. So I'm thinking that there was a sale there for a little bit.
There must have been. Last week I saw it for under, I saw it for under $300, but yeah, that might have been temporary. But even then, if you can get it right now on the Lenovo website, it's for $439, but there are coupons out there. I got a 50% off coupon. I got that under $400. So even then at that price point, it's worth it.
I'm going to wheel that back a little bit. I did find there is an eBay shop that is direct from Lenovo, and they are selling it there. Even though on their site they're selling it for $470 whatever, here on the eBay shop they're selling it for $285. So
yeah, I just clicked on
difference.
That.
And, I'm like, is that a refurbish or something? Because that's a really big price swing. But no, brand new, unused, unopened, undamaged, original packaging. There you go.
Yeah, I think they're trying to clear off inventory before the P12 comes out and starts shipping. And they really did position it as like a productivity device. And like even here on this listing, it's like an Android tablet that helps you get things done. And talking about the keyboard and the productivity mode and stuff like that. I didn't even look at any of that stuff. I don't care about that stuff. For me, it was all about entertainment. It was all about using the things that are a nice distraction. You know, YouTube, Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon, like all my HBO Max, all my streaming services, got them on there. Was up and reading comics within a couple of minutes. It was fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah, just and it's amazing because I was actually comparing it to the Asus, the previous Asus tablet I had, the ZenPad 10. And the colors are just like so much brighter and vibrant on this device. Like that OLED display, I didn't realize how nice it was and just how much of a factor that can be. And it just makes, you know, using it that much more delightful every time I open it up. So,
yeah. Cool. Excellent. So that is the Lenovo Tab P11 Pro. One thing I'm wondering, that eBay page, that may have been... I wonder if that was the P11 and not the P11 Pro. That might be the reason for the price difference. Anyways, do your searching around, because I do know that the price was fluctuating on this a couple of weeks ago.
Right, it's out there. I saw
that it dropped even lower. So
I did get one question in the chat room, if the tablet has a USB-C port, and it does. That's actually what you use for charging. And to the point in the chat room, you could potentially use that port for a corded headphone that has an USB-C either dongle or kind of connector. So you could do that if you really needed a corded headphone. So
there you go. Yeah, that works. Yeah. You just, you know, usually can't charge it at the same time as you're doing something like that. But hey, sometimes you can't have everything, but you can have something. Cool. The Lenovo Tab P11 Pro. Thank you, Ron. I'm happy you're enjoying your new tablet. The tablet journey is over.
Happy tablet for now. We'll see what happens when this starts. You know, if I can get a year or two out of this, I'll be happy. So
yeah.